Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
EG Sites.
Francisco Landin here.
We are Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast. Countdown the biggest hit movies of the 1990s one by one.
Not today, though. Today, we're fixing your favorite movies from the 1990s.
We are fixing the classic Christmas comedy, Home Alone.
The blockbuster giant hit.
About a small child beating up adults with karate. It is Three Ninjas Strike Back. Christmas
edition.
Christmas style. Yeah.
The screenplay is just a movie, a kind of a cool idea about a kid who fights off burglars, but you had Christmas on it. All of a sudden, a fucking must-watch masterpiece for the ages.
All because his parents were like, we don't need to keep track of our children.
Yeah.
We have procreated far too much to actually keep track of all of them.
Yeah, they're on their own now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter what their age or size, they're on their own now. Also...
this movie at any time pre, like, 1940, everyone would have just been like, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
He's eight. He should be going to work.
Yeah. Did he freeze to death? I'm going to say he froze to death. Yeah. No, he's alive. What?
Great job. Great parenting.
Are you sure? Because this is, like, the eighth kid I heard this happen to, and most of them froze to
death. Most of them froze, yeah.
Also, a testament to the lax airport guidelines back then.
You just run through airports.
You could just run through a fucking airport, and then you could just...
no problem.
And then they wouldn't even be like, oh, there's an empty seat here. One of you guys is missing.
Yeah.
The airport's like, nah, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
So, and they would hold a plane for you.
Yeah. No, yeah. No one's in a hurry.
No.
It's the Christmas Eve, in fucking Chicago. No one's in a hurry to get anywhere.
Yeah, one of the biggest airports in America. No, it's fine. We'll hold the airplane for you. Yeah. For all 10 of your fucking family.
And then, of course, you know, eventually you'll just run into a very famous polka musician who will help you out.
Yeah.
That's the magic of Christmas.
Who will be the best part of your movie.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So I guess let's fix this. More John Candy. Let's all following the polka band that he has.
What if it's just Macaulay Culkin versus a polka band? What if instead of being home alone, he gets left in a van... belongs to the bus. Like, he gets led in the tour bus.
Okay.
So now it's this polka band with John Candy that has to take a kid and find their way back home while also being, like, almost famous style and introducing him to, like, drugs and chicks and getting him laid.
Because in the actual movie, they use a car service that has vans that picks him up and drops him off at the airport. So
right.
He stays in that van.
He stays in the van.
And then a polka band.
Who opens up that door? John Candy.
John Candy. Yeah.
He's like, all right,
like,
I guess you're in for the ride, kid. We got to hit five shows before New Year's Day, so.
I hope you like cocaine, kid, because the polka game is a tough one.
The polka game's tough.
Tough drug-addled game.
I can't play the fucking accordion unless I got fucking blow off a stripper's ass, so.
Yeah, every single night.
Yeah.
It's the one thing that I demand. So coming over here, 5-year-old Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. we're gonna show you some tits.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, show this guy some tits.
This kid's cool. Show him your tits.
I like the idea of it starting off really nice, and then by the end, John Candy's just a drunken mess. And he's like, no, it's fine. He's an adult. And they're like, he's clearly a 5-year-old child. He's like, no, he's driving me home. It's fine. He's driving me home. And he's just making him drive, and like, just a nightmare for fucking Kevin McAllister, just dealing with a full-grown alcoholic polka band.
Yeah. Just a wild, crazy polka band.
And also, you got to listen to polka all the time.
That's true. And that's enough to drive any small child.
Yeah, drive any 5-year-old insane.
Yeah. And so that's why he eventually lights their hair on fire with hairspray.
So by the end, he's trying to get away with them by using the same
tactics. By using the same exact tactic. Exactly. Toys on the floor and paint cans on strings and shit. Yeah.
Broken ornaments and
shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like heating up a doorknob.
He can still order pizza on their tab. They don't care. They are fucked up.
They are crazy, messed up polka musicians.
In fact, they're happy you ordered the pizza because now they got pizza.
Then they're also not trying to hurt him in any way. He's just trying to get away from them. So,
right.
So they don't know why they're getting burnt.
No.
Or like a face full of soot.
Yeah.
Old Little Rascal style.
Sure, of course. Just the blinking eyes, you know, Looney Tunes.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Yep, exactly. Or bricks on their head.
Yeah.
Pink cats
classic
to the face.
On the head. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They have no idea.
No.
They're just like, oh, there's a series of fucking booby traps around the van now. But we're all way too drunk to
realize it.
Yeah. Three of them die.
Exactly. You get really brutal with it. You know, maybe a couple of groupies get their arms chopped off or something. You know, some shit gets crazy.
I mean, we still see their tits.
Clearly. Because this is now like a fucking Russ Meyers movie or some shit.
Yeah. Very hard R. Very hard R rating. but a child and trying to escape the Pokemon that kidnapped him and made him, you know, witness a lot of things he shouldn't be witnessing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, a full Poke score.
We call it almost Home Alone.
Yeah.
Famous.
Sure. Maybe we can add like our
Christmas night from Polka Hell.
Yeah.
How about Christmas night from Polka Hell? That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good Roger Corman fucking movie.
Exactly. This is we're making this like a 70s B movie.
Oh man. I really want that movie.
Can we just like we'll go back in time, we'll get who would have been like a good 70s child star, like what was that kid from Partridge Family? Get that dude in there.
Oh, Bonaducci?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll get Bonaducci.
And then who would have been the I mean, it's John Belushi. I was going to say, who was the 70s John Candy, but it's John Belushi.
It's John Belushi, yes.
It's definitely John Belushi. And we just fucking make this on a budget of like $30 and a pile of cocaine, and I think we got a movie.
You throw some like Scream Queens in there. There's some D. Wallace in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. In a shirt with no bra.
Exactly.
Obviously, through the whole movie. Also,
and
sweaty
then
and wet.
Nobody watches it until Elvira introduces it in like 1987 on fucking TNT or whatever.
Yeah, and then it gets a cult following.
Exactly.
Yeah. Poke Hell.
Christmas
Poke Hell. Yeah. Escape from Christmas Poke Hell.
Escape from Christmas. That's even better.
Yeah. Escape from Christmas
Poke Hell.
We also ride that Escape from New York.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I'm about it. Yeah. Let's get a good cameo in there from an aging star. Maybe like maybe it's like Christopher Lee if it's before.
Yeah. Before the like
the Hammer
revival.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like somebody like that. Maybe. Or even like a.
Could you get Burgess Meredith before Rocky?
Yeah, Burgess Meredith, that's a good one. Actually, that's a really good one. Yeah,
that would've been cool.
Yeah. He'll just be like a sheriff that pulls him over.
Yeah.
And they pull a fast one on him.
There we go.
And maybe go like a Smoking the Bandit style like chase sequence.
Yes.
Oh, with all the polka instruments and shit bouncing around and the kid is in the tuba.
Oh my God, we could have an amazing chase sequence. Just all sped up film.
Yeah, and... Also, I like the idea of scenes where he's sitting there and there's just tits like press up against his face.
Of course there is.
Driving because, you know,
it's
a hard R-rated movie.
It's a hard R-rated movie. I really want to see this movie now. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And to get around like the child labor laws, sometimes it's a fucking ape in an outfit.
Or sometimes
an ape in a wig.
Just, it's just a little person actor.
Yeah. A lot of times it's just a little person actor in a toe-headed wig.
Who's clearly 50 years old.
Yeah, we got to get around the fucking MPAA.
Perfect.
All right, I think we fixed it. I think we fixed
Home Alone.
We also probably created a very fucked up adult Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing all right.
Yeah. Either way, who's going to come out?
Yeah. All right. So that's how we fixed it.
Yeah, we fixed it. We fixed Home Alone. You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. You're welcome. And check out more of our podcasts everywhere. Most of them are long, and you should listen. Bye.
We love you.